three-point shot, tipped, score!
Time now for Kings Talk, where you, the listeners, call in with your questions and comments after every Kings game in Southern California. Tell Nick and Daryl what's on your mind.
Give yourselves a big hand. You're the best.
Call us at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. We'll also take a look at the stars of the game, the game highlights, and the out-of-town scoreboard. Kings Talk at 877-KINGS-20. Exclusively right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.
All right. Hi again, everybody. Nick Nixon, Daryl Evans back here in the broadcast booth at Crypto.com Arena. Just looking at the goals against in the NHL, the Kings have now given up 39 goals in 9 games. It is the most goals against in the NHL. And really, Daryl, that tells the story here early on. I guess you could say the Kings are fortunate that their record is what it is, just one game under 500, but they have to solve the chances the opponents are getting. Like tonight, the Jets only had a total of 19 shots on goal, but as you track them during the game, and as you mentioned, a lot of them are grade A looks, coverage breakdowns around the goaltenders. I mean, the defense has to be addressed.
Yeah, and it takes all five guys. Everybody's got to be aware of what's going on, where the opposition are on the ice. You know, here you are, you're looking, you're trailing by one goal late in a hockey game. Appleby's wide open at the back on the back door looking for a tap in without a King anywhere near him. So it just, you can't just be thinking one-minded. I know that it's more of an offensive game than you've played the last few years, but it's defensive detail that's going to allow you to have success, and that's been the DNA of this hockey team for the last 10 to 15 years. The Kings have to establish that. They've got to get back to doing that. They checked well the other night against Tampa. They get themselves a result against a really good offensive team with the Lightning. But, you know, tonight with the first period that they had, they played, you know, solid hockey in the first period. They built themselves a 3-1 lead. And, you know, and another area that's got to clean up, too, is the shorthanded chances that they're giving up against. I mean, that shorthanded goal is a backbone. It's a backbreaker. And that give the Jets a little bit of life. The timing of the goals that they're giving up are killing the hockey club. If they take a 3-1 lead into the intermission, you might be feeling a little bit different about the game. But all of a sudden, it's the Jets that go into the intermission thinking like, hey, we're right back in this game. Even though we've been outplayed drastically, we're right there.
Yeah, the Jets wind up getting 5 of the final 6 goals in the game. So the goals against an issue, and going in line with that are the power play chances opponents are getting. With 5 tonight for Winnipeg, that's a total of 41 the Kings have allowed. That's the most in the NHL. Daryl mentioned the 3 shorthanded goals. That's the most allowed in the NHL. So it's got to start with better defensive play, and that's just not on the goalie and the defenseman. It's on the forwards. There were some tweaks to the lineup. Kevin Fiala, for all that he can bring offensively, has to manage the puck better. His shifts were cut back in the third period as Gabe Vilardi was bumped up to play with Kopitar and Kempe towards the end. So it's still a work in progress. I know 9 games in, you'd like to think they've cleaned things up. It's almost, Daryl, like they're not happy with a 1 or 2 goal lead.
No, and that's the way that they have to, you know, they've got to play. They've got to be prepared to be able to gut it out. And almost for an entire game, you know, with a 1-goal game, whether you have the lead or you're down a goal, you keep the game tight. That's what you have to do. You can't sit there because you get up, you change the way that you're playing. You've got to keep your foot on the gas and keep going. But you also have to remember defensive responsibilities. You have to be there. You know, we've tracked it at how many times the Kings have given up a goal in the first shot of the game. And again, tonight it's, you know, Scheifele walking in. He's their top scorer. And he comes in all alone. I mean, that's just lazy, lackadaisical play defensively. You've got to be aware of who the opposition, who you're on the ice against, and then layer yourself defensively. You can't hang your goaltenders out to dry like that.
877-KINGS-20. Let's talk about it. What are some of the fixes you fans see? 877-KINGS-20. Before we get to the phones, we'll give you the trivia question for tonight. Winners of our trivia this season get a pair of tickets to a Kings game. We want to know who holds the Kings record for most shots on goal in one season. Who holds the Kings record for most shots on goal in one season? Give us a call. I'm going to give you 5 names to choose from. Who holds the Kings record for most shots on goal in one season? Some of the top performers in this game from the Kings side, Daryl, again, the Danault line that was arguably, well, it was the Kings' best line from Christmas on last season with Moore and Arvidsson. They were doing a lot of good things tonight. Philip Danault is going to be our third star.
Yeah, I thought Danault was solid in the faceoff circle, 82% in that regard. The last couple of games he'd been outstanding, 80% in the last game. He won 12 of 15 draws. But just his decisions with the puck, the feed that he makes to Trevor Moore, his awareness on the ice, that line is really starting to get that chemistry back that they had at the end of the last year. And every time they're on the ice, they spend so much time in the offensive zone, cycling off of each other, and very deserving of the game's third star.
Yeah, Philip Danault with an assist, 14-3 in the faceoff circle. His line mate Trevor Moore, a goal and an assist. The goal tied the game in the third period, Darryl, but Moore, number one, continues to work hard, and as you mentioned, playing off his line mates so well like they did all of last year. And, well, entering the game, he had more shots on goal than anybody on the team.
Yeah, and that's a huge goal. When you get a goal like that in a one-goal hockey game, especially when you're down to be able to bring things even, there's a little bit of pressure when you get those type of opportunities. The ice in his veins, though, as he got the puck in, walked in all alone on the goaltender. The defensive responsibility when he's out there on the penalty kill. He's a threat to, you know, go the other way. Last year tied for the most shorthanded goals in the NHL with five. He's just playing a complete game. And, you know, every shift that you're out there, you know exactly what you're going to get. He's very predictable by his line mates and his teammates. And also the opposition. These know when he's on the ice, he's one of those guys that you can't be nonchalant against because he'll strip you of the puck.
Yeah, the work that Danault and Moore did on the pressure when the Jets were trying to come out of their zone to create the goal was kind of vintage for those two players. So Moore, a goal and an assist, our second star. Adam Lowry was a plus two, had a goal and an assist, and he had a shorthanded goal, which kind of led the comeback. That made it 3-2. You talked about going into the intermission up 3-1. Well, Lowry gets that goal shorthanded. Now Winnipeg has some momentum.
Yeah, they've got some momentum. I thought Lowry just played a real solid, heavy game, you know, in the faceoff circle. He's a big body out there. But most importantly, the work that he does on the forecheck, he just wears you down. He makes you exert a little extra energy each and every time that he's on the ice. He's got good reach, good range out there. Nice move on a goal that he made. And, you know, here's a guy that not necessarily known for his offensive flair, but, you know, he's had some success against the Kings. Now 5 goals in 20 games in his career against the Kings.
Adam Lowry, star number one, a goal and an assist. Trevor Moore, a goal and an assist, star number two. Philip Danault, 14-3 in the faceoff circle with an assist, star number three. 877-KINGS-20, let's get to the phones. Brandon, you're up. You were at the game tonight. You've got some fixes for us. Give us some. We need them. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Darryl. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
So a couple of things. Number one, I noticed that you guys were talking about lapses in defense and those types of things, and I noticed from pretty much every game this year that the defensemen are very over-aggressive very early on in plays. And, I mean, a couple of the goals that were given up tonight were because we had so many people that were over-committed. And, I mean, we had guys falling down, blowing tires, and that led to the odd-numbered attacks and the one on nobody's. And I mean, I miss the days of Willie Mitchell and Robin Brigere and the guys, Matt Green, and the guys that would stay home and defend and hit, which leads me to my next fix. We hit so hard in that first period and then stopped hitting. And I don't know what the deal is there, but I mean, I watched the Jumbotron. I mean, I think the team leader in hits tonight was Blake Lizotte with 4 and Mikey Anderson had 3. So, I mean, I'm with Darryl. It starts with defense, and, I mean, Jonathan Quick, I don't think, is built to win games 7-6, 6-5. Like, he expects there to be guys standing in front of him, and that's what I kind of look for and expect, too. And so I hope Coach McClellan pays a little bit of attention to why his teams can't hold leads.
Yeah, and, you know, puck management an issue. You've got to make good decisions. What do they say? 10 feet inside your blue line and at the other end, too. And the Kings were not doing that, and that led to so many good scoring chances. As Darryl mentioned early in the game, you know, Winnipeg didn't have a lot of shots on goal, but they all seemed to be grade-A looks. Way too many for any goaltender to face in a game. It's just not the way the game should be played. The Kings have to figure out on the blue line, to me, do they continue to go with a couple of the youngsters that they're using? To me, they're struggling a bit. They would like to be bigger on the blue line. Maybe that gets addressed at some point. But the mindset just is, you know, it's totally different from what we're used to seeing. Those Stanley Cup teams, and even up until a couple of years ago, a one or two goal lead, and, you know, the Kings just shut you down. They weren't concerned about getting into a run-and-gun game. They just shut you down and forced you to make a perfect play, which rarely they did. So, yeah, it's kind of a head-scratcher here, but, yeah, last in the league in goals against, that's where it's got to start, right? It's got to start right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at the first period tonight, and you can't sit there and you can't expect the Kings to go out and play the way they did in the first period for 60 minutes every game. But there's a good example of how effective that they can be. All their power plays came in the first period. They had four power plays in the first period. They never had any the rest of the game. It was Winnipeg that got the power plays after that, who ended up with five in the game. Kings have taken way too many penalties. They lose a special teams battle tonight. Winnipeg ends up with a couple of power play goals. They get a shorthanded goal, and the Kings lose that battle. And that's usually the telltale in a hockey game, especially in one- and two-goal games. But the Kings have to do a better job. It's attention to detail. It's patience. You've got to be committed to play 60 minutes of hockey, and it's shift in and shift out. You know, if you get up a couple of goals, there's too many guys' eyes that are getting big and they want to pat their stats. That's not the stats that are important. The stats are important is the 2 points at the end of the night. And once they recognize that, then they're going to start having success again.
Brandon, would you like a crack at our trivia question tonight?
I absolutely would.
Okay, if you win it, we'll get you a couple of tickets to a future game. Our question, who holds the Kings record for most shots on goal in one season with 385? Here are your choices. Luke Robitaille, Marcel Dion, Bernie Nichols, Vladimir Siplikoff, or Rob Blake?
I got to go with Lucky Luke Robitaille.
Lucky Luke, good guess. Scored a lot of goals, more than anybody in Kings history. 557, but no, incorrect, my friend.
Thanks for calling. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, Brandon, enjoy the season. Yep. Let's go to Dave in West L.A., and he's got a comment about the Tampa game the other night. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Kings Talk.
Hi, Nick and Daryl. Nice to hear your voices. The game against Tampa, I thought that the Kings kind of had like a 2-3 zone in, you know, between the blue lines. Three guys at our blue line and two guys either kind of at the red line or, you know, squat or running around there. And tonight it was more like a 1-3-1, which seemed to be not as effective. The comment I wanted to make about the other thing about Tampa Bay and the Kings the other night was after the second period, Quick skated off and he went by Vasilevsky, and both of them tapped their gloves, kind of like acknowledging each other. I thought that was kind of a neat little gesture. So anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. Tonight was reminds me of when I used to watch games at the old Montreal Forum, you know, junior games. Tonight's game could have been 10-8, you know.
That's right.
It was so wide open.
Yeah.
It was a fun game, though. It was a fun game. And is it correct, my friend told me, that we have the most goals for and the most goals against in the league? Is that
well, the goals for were right up there. Maybe not average goals for. They came in averaging 3.38, and they got four here tonight. I think they're in the top six or seven, but their goals against is way over four a game, so that's where it's got to start. You mentioned the Tampa game. To me, what stood out when Tampa was trying to generate offense, Gerald, the defense was standing up the other night. And again, and we talked about this, you do that, your D can do that when your forwards are coming back hard. You know, many times they gave the blue line, the defense would come up, make a bump, but there was a forward there to support, get the puck back, or prevent a pass from being made.
Yeah, everybody has to be on the same page. You have to attack in units of five and then defend in units of five. You've got to support each other, because sometimes you get one guy that might get isolated, you know, two-on-one, and if you've got big separation, the good players are going to do that to you. They're going to pick you apart, so you've got to stay compact, especially in the defensive zone. When you're on the other side, on your own side of the center ice red line, and the opposition's got the puck, you've got to stay tight. If you start getting yourself pulled apart, that's exactly what they're looking for, and they'll execute by isolating one of the guys. That'll be their seam to get the puck to the net. And it's a commitment by everybody. You've got to move up and down the ice in units of five. In the first period tonight was a great example with the chances that they created, the amount of time that they had cycling the puck in the offensive zone. They utilized their defense. Everybody was involved on the offensive attack. And then when it came back the other way, there were very few guys that were involved. Again, not a large volume of shot, but the quality of the chances were grade A chances.
Dave, want a chance to win a couple of tickets to a game?
Absolutely.
Okay, our trivia question. Who holds the Kings record for most shots on goal in one season with 385? Is it Luke Robitaille, Marcel Dion, Bernie Nichols, Vladimir Siplikoff, or Rob Blake?
I'm going to go with Pumpernickel Bernie.
Pumpernickel Bernie, yeah. In the year 88-89, when he had 70 goals and 150 points, club record for goals, not points. Gretzky has that record. Yeah, Bernie had 385 shots that year. Rob Blake, most shots in a season by a defenseman, 327. So congratulations, Dave. Stay on the line. And give Jeff your email, and we'll get you some tickets to a future game. Congratulations.
Go, Kings, go.
All right. We'll take a break. 877-KINGS-20. Jets over the Kings, 6-4. Homestand wraps up Saturday with Toronto, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Kings fans, own your terrain and get moving with Cooper. Now through November 14th, you'll get up to a $70 reward when you buy a set of four qualifying tires. Choose from all-season and high-performance favorites, including the Discoverer AT3 family of tires and more. You can even register your rebate online. It's quick and easy. Visit CooperTire.com for forms, terms, and conditions, and to find a Cooper Tires retailer near you. Go with the Coopers.
You. Y-O-U. Three little letters to make a very small word.
That means so many things, because no you
is ever one single thing.
You.
If put at the start, starts to change everything. To begin a sentence,
begin with you.
You.
Kind of makes you wonder
how big you can become when you
comes first. Every you at the center of what we do. Blue Shield of California.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit CHLA.org.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, Advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile Unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We return to Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
All right, back here in the broadcast booth, the Jets win it by a score of 6-4. We mentioned the goals against, 39, which is most in the NHL. Kings have scored 32, and, of course, the Kings have played 9 games. That's more than anybody. A couple of teams have played 9 now, I believe. San Jose actually played their 10th tonight. But I'm looking at the goals for, but not on average, just total goals. And the Kings with 32. I'll have to add up all the other games. But, yeah, they're near the top. They're averaging well over 3 a game, but that's not the issue right now. Daryl, decision time coming up shortly. On Brant Clark, played his 8th game. If he plays against Toronto Saturday, management has to decide whether to send him back to juniors or keep him for the season.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Kings have, liked what they've seen. They like the growth that he shows, the potential. But they do have some decisions to make, you know, back on the blue line. You know, they've got to make some adjustments, I think, you know, decisions as to maybe adding a big body or the way that they're going to defend collectively as a group. Because right now they're just giving up way too many chances. I think, you know, at going back to the beginning of the year, the Kings, you look back at their season last year, and they've been trying to add offense to their game for the last few years. And one area they thought they could add it was back in the blue line, having more creative guys back there. Well, you've got Doughty. They've encouraged guys like Matt Roy, Sean Walker, Mikey Anderson. Sean Dursey came on board last year, as did Jordan Spence. And they wanted these guys to jump up and get involved in the attack. But you can't sacrifice the defense like the Kings have done in order to do that. Brant Clark, I think, at his age, I think the Kings can be a little bit more patient a little bit more understanding if the mistakes are being made there. So I don't see him going anywhere. I think he'll continue to keep growing. I think being around the trainers for the course of the year, being in the NHL, being able to watch game film with the coaches, he's going to learn a lot. He's going to have his ups and downs, his peaks and valleys. But when we've seen, you know, the peaks that he's hit, it looks pretty promising for the years to come.
So if you do, I mean, I'm looking at options. The Kings have to address their defensive game. And again, we're not putting it on any one position. But if you're going to make a change on the blue line, what are your options right now? I mean, Sean Walker apparently is not 100% from the knee. We've seen him on the left side. I'm presuming that he's going to be available very soon to get back in the lineup. And then down on the farm, you got Toby Bjornfoot, who was here all year last year. He's another young defenseman. So, I don't know, does that mean when Walker's ready, we're going to see him a lot more?
You never know. I think at the end of the day, I think the Kings would like to address it and get a left shooting defenseman. I think they need some size back there. When you look at the biggest body they got, it's the oldest body they have back on the blue line as well, and Alexander Edler. And you can't expect him to go out there, you know, especially in back-to-back situations, and be extremely physical. He's going to do his part, but I don't think he's a guy that you can rely upon to play all 82 games through the course of the year. So some size, durability, just somebody that's got a little bit of an edge to his game. Somebody's going to keep the opposition a little bit more honest out there. I think right now the opposition are taking liberties upon the Kings. They're running them over a little bit, scrums along the boards. They feel that they can win those type of battles. And it's not from lack of effort by the Kings. It's just in some situations, whether it's length, reach, just being, out-muscled, outweighed in those areas, they need to start winning some of those battles.
And on the last road trip, we mentioned in Detroit, they had that big line with Rasmussen and the kid, was it Soderblom,
yep,
who was like 6'8", I think he goes. And it seems like every game we've played since we were in Detroit, you look at the Winnipeg Jets here tonight, some big bodies, not only on defense, but, well, mostly up front, the
yep,
big bodies. Some of the new guys they have. Barron is big. The guy Mantalainen is 6'4",
yep,
210 pounds. So, big bodies, and everybody wants to play fast and quick, but there's always a place for a big body in the NHL, no matter if it's a forward or defenseman.
Yeah, you got to play the game in the trenches. You look at one of the lines that given the Kings the most trouble in the last couple of years, that line in Minnesota,
yeah,
with Erickson, Ek, and Greenway. They caused all kinds of havoc. Foligno on the other side. Even tonight, Lowry and Barron, you talked about the size of those guys, the big line that's in Detroit out there. And they're not only big, these kids now, but they're mobile out there, so
yeah,
that makes it
yeah,
even more difficult. Sometimes you can sit there, okay, we get back there real quick, they'll never get a chance to come in and hit us, but these guys are getting right in on top of you because nobody can slow them down in the neutral zone now. You can't put the stick in their midsection and give them a little bit of a tug. They're getting in there with a full head of steam, so your defense has to, very little time to be able to get the puck in there and get their toes turned up ice to bring it the other way.
877 Kings 20. The Jets win it 6-4. Let's get to some of the highlights. First goal of the game came on Winnipeg's first shot of the game. Mark Scheifele at 5:03 on a breakaway, and he beat Quick on the glove hand. But then the Kings' power play went to work, and the Kings tied it at 9:47. So too many men on the ice. Winnipeg at 9:17 here in the first period. Sean Dursey to center, drops it off for Trevor Moore. Moore for Kaliev into the zone, down to the right circle, and the slot a shot. He scores! Arthur Kelly has got the feed on right wing at the Winnipeg line from Trevor Moore. As he got to the top of the right circle, he shifted towards the middle of the ice and put it in down low past Hellebuyck. Arthur Kelly of a power play goal to tie the game at one apiece.
Yeah, his second of the season at 14 last year is rookie year. Moore and Durzi the assist, the power play goal at 9:47. A minute, 6 seconds later, the Kings would take the lead. 1-1, first period to Lemieux. And ahead to Grundstrom on left wing. Grundstrom will dump it in, chase it down with Sandberg. Grundstrom with another bump. This time he hit the young defenseman, Sandberg. Lemieux with the puck, threw it behind the net, took a weird bounce, side of the net, chance score! Blake Lizotte! Well, that goal, the result of Grundstrom getting in and being physical. The puck then came free at the side of the net. Lizotte was there, and I think he banked it in off the goaltender's stick or pads. Blake Lizotte, goals in two straight now, and the Kings have a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, two goals on the season for the scrappy Blake Lizotte. The goal at 10:53. His line mates, Grundstrom and Lemieux, earning the assists. 4 minutes after that, the Kings made it 3-1. Now Doughty at the blue line. Sends it back in down low. Kopitar's tip pass broken up, not cleared. Fiala shoots, score! Velarde might have tipped it. Kevin Fiala takes the shot at the right circle, and cruising in front, Gabe Velarde appeared to get a touch on it. If that's the case, it's the Kings' third unanswered goal here in the period, and Gabe Velarde's team high sixth of the young season. Kings up 3-1.
Yeah, the shot by Fiala actually hit Morrissey's stick, then Velarde's stick, and went in. A double deflection. Velarde's team high sixth from Fiala at 14:33 to make it 3-1. Before the period ended, Lowry got a shorthanded goal as he was set up by Gustafson. DeMello also assisting that shorthanded goal, the third the Kings have allowed already this season. That came at 18:08, so it was 3-2 Kings at the end of one period. Jets got both goals in the second period, a power play goal at 16:04 by Dubois, his third, tied it at 3, Connor and Morrissey with the assist. Then they took the lead as Lowry set up Schmidt in the high slot. Quick was screened, Schmidt's first from Lowry and Barron at 18:55. Second period, and the Jets had a 4-3 lead, and that was the score at the end of two periods. Into the third period, and early on, the Kings were able to tie it up. Moore feeds Edler at the blue line. Edler sends it back down low. Arvidsson let the puck go in the right corner to Moore. Moore looking for help, but the Jets away with the puck. The Jets back checked off the puck, all alone in front. Moore shoots, scores! Great job by Deneau and Moore to break up a Jets outlet play. Moore got the puck behind everybody between the circles and banked it in off the left post for his first goal of the season. Trevor Moore and the Kings have tied the game at 4.
Yeah, Moore from Deneau, the scoring play at 4:45, third period to tie it up. But penalties, again, Kempe was whistled at 9:47, he went off for tripping, and then shortly after that penalty expired, the Jets scored what proved to be the game winner. Mantalainen throws it behind the Kings net. Clark sends it up the wall, knocked down and controlled by Lizotte, who's chased behind the Kings net. Lost his edge and the puck, and it winds up at the blue line where a shot from there deflects and a score! The shot by Dillon deflected about 20 feet in front of Quick. The shot was in the air. It hit a stick, dropped to the ice, and beat Quick. The Kings were pressured on that shift, and the Jets have regained the lead. The shot appeared to be deflected. It might be Janssen Fialbi, but the original shot from Dillon, 5-4 Winnipeg.
Yeah, Janssen Fialbi, his first goal with his new team, the Jets. He was picked up on waivers from Washington from Dillon. It's the game winner at 14-23 of the third. Then another power play, Winnipeg late. Kings had to pull the goaltender. It was even as far as the skaters were concerned. And then the empty net goal. It's a power play empty net goal by Blake Wheeler at 19-19 to close it out, 6-4 Jets. We'll take a break, and we'll look at the scoreboard, 877-KINGS-20. If you have a comment, give us a call, 877-KINGS-20. We'll be right back.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit chla.org.
Going to the movies this weekend? Totally Unlimited movies have arrived at Regal with Regal Unlimited, the perfect pass for movie lovers like you. See all the movies you want, as many times as you want, while enjoying 10% off concessions. Plus, enjoy unlimited moments.
I love you.
Unlimited action, unlimited adventure, and unlimited laughs at any Regal theater nationwide. Use the Regal app to become an Unlimited subscriber today. Regal is a proud sponsor of the Los Angeles Kings.
Yamava Resort & Casino at San Manuel has another reason for you to come in today. For a limited time only, Yamava is giving all new and inactive members a buy one, get one free buffet. Plus, new members can win up to $1,000 in free play for signing up a Club Serrano membership. You'll earn rewards from playing any of the 6,800 slots or table games. Experience SoCal's best buffet and resort. Yamava is your home to big wins and even bigger prizes. Go for a BOGO today. Details at yamava.com/new member. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile Unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
6-4 Winnipeg here at Crypto.com Arena. Kings goals, Kaliev, Lazat, Velarde, and more. And let's take a look at the other games. Everything's finished now in the NHL.
Yeah, a lot of goals scored tonight. Tonight in Boston, the Bruins improved to 6-0-0 on home ice. They defeat Red Wings by a score of 5-1. Brad Marchand returned. First game of the season. He came in a fine way. He had two goals and an assist to lead the attack offensively. Final score in Boston, Bruins 5, Red Wings 1. In Philadelphia, it's the Flyers over the Panthers by a score of 4-3. Farabee, a goal and an assist for the Flyers, his second of the season. Forsling, his second of the season for the Panthers. In Ottawa, the Wild beat the Senators 4-2, snapping the Senators' four-game winning streak. Zuccarello had a goal, a power play goal. He now has 8 power play points in the season. That's most in the NHL. Kaprizov, a goal and assist, his fifth. DeBrincat had a goal and an assist for Ottawa, extending his assist and point streak to 6 games. Final score, Wild 4, Senators 2. Montreal snap a 2-game losing streak. They go into Buffalo and beat the Sabres by a score of 3-2. Anderson collects the game winner with just 3:46 left in the third period, his third goal of the season. Cousins had his third of the season for Buffalo. Final score, Canadiens 3, Sabres 2. In Nashville, the Predators playing host to the Blues. Both teams in action, having lost their last two games. Predators fell behind 2-1, score 5 unanswered goals. They go on to beat the Blues by a score of 6-2. Roman Josi, his first goal of the season. He also had 2 assists to lead the attack for Nashville. Thomas and Chen, the goal scorers for the Blues. Final score, Predators 6 and the Blues 2. Edmonton extend their winning streak to 3 games. They go into Chicago to beat the Blackhawks 6-5. Game-winning goal comes late in the third period, 38 seconds left. Draisaitl with the game winner, but Connor McDavid, his second hat trick of the season, his 12th of his career. He now has 8 goals in the season. He also had an assist. He led the attack for the Oilers. Domi, a goal and two assists for Chicago, his fourth. The final score in Chicago, it's the Oilers over the Blackhawks, 6-5. Dallas at home playing host to Washington. Win this one 2-0. Robertson and Kiviranta, the goal scorers for the Stars, each getting their third of the season. Ottinger in net, 27 saves. He picks up his first shutout of the season. Final score, Stars 2, Capitals no score. The Vancouver Canucks win their first game of the season. They go into Seattle and beat the Kraken by a score of 5-4. The win for coach Bruce Boudreau, career win number 600 for him. Pettersson, fourth of the season for the Canucks. Oleksiak had his second for Seattle. Final score, Canucks 5 and the Kraken 4. And wrapping up tonight's schedule, in San Jose in overtime, Erik Karlsson, his fourth goal of the season, lifts the Sharks over the Maple Leafs by a score of 4-3. Couture had a couple of goals and an assist. He's got 4 on the season for the Sharks. Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner, each picked up their second of the season for Toronto. Final score in San Jose in overtime, Sharks 4, Maple Leafs 3. And that gives you a look at tonight's schedule around the NHL.
And Toronto will be here Saturday at 4 o'clock. Our coverage at 3 o'clock with Game Night hosted by Jesse Cohen. They have found another shot on goal for the Kings in the third period. So the Kings tonight officially outshoot Winnipeg 44-19, but lose 6-4. Thanks to our producers, Jake Warner and Jeff Cabot tonight. And we'll talk to you Saturday. Again, coverage begins at 3 o'clock with Game Night right here on your home for the Kings, the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon, so long and good night. Again, the final, Winnipeg 6, the Kings 4. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Kings Talk along the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Scores! Snuck behind a defender, deked and tucked it in down low.
Follow the Kings all season long wherever you are with the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network. Download the iHeart app for free. Join us next time for the excitement of LA Kings hockey in the National Hockey League.